FGM TV report from London. On the 27th of February 2002, Amnesty International hosted A Fairer World, A World Without Torture competition and award ceremony in conjunction with the Foreign and Commonwealth Office and National Union of Teachers in London. The competition was aimed to highlight the human rights issues to young children throughout the UK and encourage them to bring more awareness towards human rights abuses all over the world.
So tell us more about A Fairer World, A World Without Torture competition. Kate Allen, Director of Amnesty International, would like to say a few words to Kate.
But it's been absolutely great. There have been over 800 entries to this contest, so every single one of you here today is a winner.
Cherie Blair, wife of the Prime Minister, was present and viewed the winning artwork. She talked enthusiastically to the children, posed for photos and signed autographs. Alex Rostron, an 18-year-old grammar school student from Leeds, won the first prize for his age group in the North East. Alex has been a Falun Gong practitioner for over 2 years. His winning piece displays the persecution of Falun Gong followers in China. He went to Beijing in February this year to appeal to the Chinese government during the Chinese New Year celebrations to call an end to the brutal persecution of Falun Gong. He was detained and beaten by the police before being deported along with 4 other UK practitioners. His courageous experience in China was widely covered by the UK media. His design depicts a large Tai Chi emblem. One side contains pictures showing free people peacefully practicing Falun Gong in countries all over the world. The other side shows pictures of the ugly persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. The stark contrast between the two sides attracted many visitors and VIPs to the event. Alex was able to explain his design to Cherie Blair and to the TV presenter Tess Daly.
You know the Falun Gong? It's like a meditation practice for the body. It's very good for health and
weight.
Yeah.
Do you get persecuted for practicing this?
Yeah, they're like about 250 people get killed in China, hundreds and thousands in the jail and labour camps. So I actually went to China a couple of weeks ago to appeal, and I was arrested myself. Yeah. They were very vicious, very vicious.
Were they?
The ceremony was rounded off with a concert of music and drama in the themes of the day.